Well, what was your assessment of, you know, how well your defense played yesterday, especially in the second half?
Well, we did play better in the second half than we played in the first half. They gave us some, as New England always does, they give you some things game plan-wise that you didn't necessarily plan for, and so you have to make some adjustments. So I thought the second half was better than the first half. Obviously, holding to no points in the second half, you know, clearly states that, but that's kind of what it was.
Mike, you've given up only 7 points in the second half and none in the third quarter. Can you kind of take us through what you do at halftime? I mean, when you get in there, do you get a drink of water and then gather your defensive staff and talk things over and then gather the players? Can you kind of give us a little chronology of your 12-minute halftime there?
Well, we typically first group up with Josh. Everyone as the staff does, and then when we get, then we're done with that. You know, we talk a little bit about whatever it is we need to do in the second half. Sometimes you leave the plan alone, and sometimes you adjust it. And so it gives us a chance to talk as a staff first, and then after that we go offensively, defensively, and we meet you know, with our own staff on the side of the ball and discuss any changes or adjustments that you have to do. We've been fortunate thus far, as you just stated. You know, the points reflect some adjustments, but you know, it's a never-changing thing. You know, it's been good for the, you know, these first 5 weeks, and we've been fortunate that our adjustments have helped us and things like that. But that same process sometimes doesn't work.
Do you meet with the players after you meet with you meet with Josh, the whole staff, then the defensive staff? Do you then meet with the players before you go out?
Right, and then we quickly break up, and then the players meet with their individual coaches. All of the position coaches are on the sidelines, so if they need to take just a few moments longer because they're walking out on the field with their position guys, they can do that, because 12 minutes is a pretty quick halftime. But that gives them the opportunity, like I said, that when I'm complete, they can, you know, they get that time to walk out. But if you're making too many adjustments, then you know, you have to be real careful. You have to really the because you have limited time, you have to be careful of what you actually change.
It's 59-7 in the second half. Do you think it's adjustments at halftime? Do you think it's the conditioning? You were around the training camp. It looked like a arduous training camp. You think that's reaping some rewards too?
You know, in all honesty, I think it's a lot of things. I mean, sometimes you go out in the second half and you're not on the field. You know, like yesterday, I think the second half our offense dominated the time of possession, I think, and so that has something to do with it. You know, you can take a lot of things from it, but believe me, through a lot of experience, there's a lot of things, no difference than us playing good defense. A lot of that is reflected because our offense has helped us out. So it's, like I said, there's too many things to say it's one thing, or even to be specific and narrow it down to a couple things. It's all of our wins have been a total team effort. When one has fallen off a little bit, the other group kind of usually picks us up and keeps us in the game. And so whether it be that, you know, when we talk about second half statistics and all that stuff, it's a myriad of things.
Mike, did you notice anything about Brady that different from years before, that maybe that knee, his injury was still a factor or wasn't moving around as well, anything like that when you were game?
I've only played or coordinated against Tom one other time, and that was back in 2004, so I can't really speak on what he, you know, that's not my place. I think it would be more of Josh's place as far as what he saw with him than mine.
What was the game plan against a guy like that?
I'd rather not say. You know, you never know in this league. You might have to play somebody again.
Mike, you've gone 3 straight weeks now not allowing a third down conversion in the second half. First of all, how impressive is that to you?
Well, I didn't know that, so I have to think about it.
I mean, it hasn't happened since 1992, I guess. They go 3 straight weeks without allowing a third down in the second half.
That's not bad. Like I said, in all honesty, guys, there's, you know, this early in the season, it's hard to tell. I hope that trend. trend continues for us. But other than that, there's a lot of things that that play into that. All I can tell you is that's good news.
That's was going to be my other question. What does play into that? How have you guys been so good on third down?
Well, naturally, everything starts with your preparation. I think that our practice structure and what Josh has brought to the table and how we identify things, things like that, has helped. You know, has made us a better defense. I know offense is what Josh's background has been in, or at least that's what he's known for. But he's very intelligent, knows a lot about defense. He's very helpful to us when we go up against him. We do several drills in practice where he gives his perspective on the way we look, the way we disguise, do things like that. So there's a lot of things we've benefited from defensively, all due to Josh. Some of that, I would have to say, would be third down efficiency.
Yeah, when you talk about practice structure, what exactly do you mean by that? That helping you on third downs?
We take some specific time to just work on disguise and practice. That's not normal for most teams. They just say, look, you got 10 reps of third down. Do your best you can to disguise, things like that, where we'll take a good 10 minutes and only work on disguise. And a lot of times he runs that drill offensively, and if after the play he felt, you know, he feels like he knows what we're in or things like that, he'll say, you know, he'll just speak up and say, look at that doesn't work. Now, since we've been doing it such a long time lately, and we've got veteran secondary, he doesn't have to say it very often, but at the same time, that drill is critical to us in trying to game plan for people.
Mike, you are a coordinator when you were, you know, on your way up and hoping to be a head coach. Now you're a coordinator after you've been a head coach.
That's right. A fired head coach. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, is the adjustment been, you having fun this time around after you've been on top and dealt with all the stress and everything else of the head coach? You come around to enjoy the coordinator position now, seeing it in a different way than you did before?
I think when you do have the experience, it gives you an appreciation of what the head coach goes through. There's no question. You always have to be careful what you wish for. But other than that, I think the best job in coaching is the coordinator's job. I mean, the head coach's job is a great job, don't get me wrong. Monetarily, probably is the most rewarding part about it, though. But as a coordinator, I think there's a lot more coaching rewards. And in particular, you know, a lot of offensive guys maintain their coordinator duties, and so they continue to coach. A lot of defensive guys do not, for whatever reason. But I do believe that the coordinator's job is probably the most exciting job in football from a teaching and a coaching standpoint, because you get to do X's and O's, you get to play chess on Sunday, and you get to be hands-on as far as teaching. So from a coaching standpoint, I'm enjoying it and being exposed to, you know, a new way. I've been with Parcells. I was a year with Bill once before, and I followed them in New York for 4 years. So I'm very familiar with some of what they do. But, it's different when Josh comes in and runs it the way, you know, exactly the way it's being done in New England, for example, and you get a better appreciation for why they have had success. And all of us, whether you've been a head coach or not, I think can learn from the things that Josh has brought to the table.
Would you like to be a head coach again?
You know what? I enjoy what I'm doing for right now. I don't want to speak past today. I enjoy today. I enjoy coordinating today. Tomorrow, I don't know.
Mike, what's been a couple of the big things when you and the other assistant coaches who may not have worked together before, how have you been able to sort of find your way working with each other for the first time?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. We've got an excellent defensive staff. I've been fortunate over the years to be with some good coaches. We had a very good staff at Baltimore, and I think all but one of them is a head coach in the league or has been. Whether that be a Rex Ryan, Jack Del Rio, Mike Smith, Mike Singletary, you know, all those guys became so, you know, I just got, you know, that's, I'll leave it at that.
How have you guys sort of meshed quickly here? What did you meet extra? I mean, what do you think has been some of the factors?
The experience that those guys have had, the other guys on defense, has been very helpful. You know, I think it's nice when you bring a bunch of guys together and they've got different ideas from different places. But our defensive staff, the guys here, have got good experience. They're an older, mature group, and I think that experience that they've had has been very helpful. But everything we put in, we discuss as a staff. I mean, I've got a lot of ideas, certainly, because I've done it a long time coordinating. But I believe that the exciting thing for me is getting rid of this stuff at the bottom and bringing in new stuff, new ideas. And so anytime you have an experienced staff that comes in, they've typically got an idea here or there on how to improve something. And their input has been instrumental in the success we've had so far, without question. It's, you know, we've had a you know, when you go down the thing, look at it, just look at what's helped us defensively. It's been everything from the head coach to, you know, the defensive staff to the players, for sure. You know, there's a lot of things that play into it.
What's Vonnie Holiday brought to this team?
He's brought maturity and experience and appreciation for what it takes to win. And any young guy can learn from that.
Are you surprised how much he still has left physically? I mean, he's been in the league a long time.
Well, I don't know if surprise is a good word to use. That kind of means that, you know, when they come in, you're not expecting anything. But in Vonnie's case, obviously, we kind of entertained him for a long time, and then we finally, you know, then he finally came in and became a part of what we're doing. But, I'm not... I would say I don't think I'm surprised by anything he's doing. Because I would be disappointed if he wasn't doing some of the things he's doing.